Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Now, you guys have heard us talk to the love expert on our show. That is Kelly Raspberry.
Right.
We also have a movie expert on the show.
I've
come to the realization that all the experts on our show are women. Because Jenna's our fashion expert. Yeah. Kelly's a love expert.
We are an expert on anything.
And we're just along here for the ride.
Yeah.
You know? But Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is here to talk about the movies coming out this weekend to see if it's worth our pretty penny. Hi, Gray.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I will gladly carry the dead weight of the guys on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. So,
don't worry, Gray. We're going to look into things to be experts about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won't hold my breath.
So what do we got this weekend, Gray?
While we prepare for the Emmys and award season officially begins, there are only a couple movies in theaters, and one of them is called American Assassin.
I'm intrigued already just by the name.
Yes. To be completely and totally honest with you guys,
yeah.
I saw this movie quite a while ago, and I completely forgot.
So, that's not a good sign,
is
it, Greg?
That's not good.
It really isn't. Man, I was in one of those theaters where I kicked back and I had a glass of wine during the movie. I know that's not necessarily the best pairing with a movie called American Assassin, except I am very fancy, so that's why I chose it. And let me tell you, I had to look up the plot line of the movie just so I could remind myself what in the hell it was.
Wow. How much wine did you have?
Too much, I guess.
And red or white.
Gray Drake's the wine assassin over here.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm a white wine assassin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this movie stars Dylan O'Brien. He's that kid from the Maze Runner movies.
Uh-huh.
And he has been through a lot of trauma that you see at the beginning of the film, and he decides that he is going to take down the group of people responsible for this trauma. So he gets hooked up with Michael Keaton, who is by far the most interesting part of this movie because he trains elite assassins. That was the only glimmer of memory that I had about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of twists and turns in this one. There's a lot of guns. There's a lot of bombs. It just wasn't as interesting as I was hoping. It really wasn't. It wasn't my cup of tea / wine.
Dang.
But it's a good popcorn movie if you just want to watch people get shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, exactly. And these days, I'm having a little bit more trouble watching violence than I used to. And that, along with the white wine, indicates the Gray Drake is getting old.
I hear you, girlfriend.
And then? We've got Mother.
Oh, Gray. I'm waiting for this one.
I
didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's me being nice, actually. I thought it was like one of the worst movies I've seen.
Wow. And Gray, I saw your reaction on social media, and based upon your, oh my God, I thought you loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You did love it.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you that this movie stars Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem, and on the surface, it's just about a couple who's married, they're redoing a house, they kind of want to start a family, and then that's where the plot line sort of ends, because the rest of it, this movie is directed by a dude named Darren Aronofsky, and he did Black Swan and Requiem for a Dream. And I've actually been watching his movies for a long time.
I think all his other movies are way better than this one.
And that's what's interesting. So I'll tell you why I had my opinion and why this remains probably one of my favorite movies of the year.
Whoa!
They're marketing this movie as a horror film because they don't know what else to do with it.
Okay.
They have no idea how else to market this film because it has that plot, but ultimately this movie is a huge metaphor. So once, as an audience member, like when you're watching it, once it clicks, because you're going to be struggling to figure out what in the hell is going on in this film, once it clicks, you're like, oh, right. And okay, so it's like a movie that's about something. But I walked out of it, so I was so into it because I felt like I was in film school again, and I was like analyzing every single symbol. And when I was explaining it to people, I sounded like a drunk person trying to give the plot line of The Giving Tree.
Wow, great. It's so funny how different your, in my opinion, is, because I thought they were beating you over the head with the symbolism. Like, it was so obvious the payoff just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I don't disagree with you. I mean, I think that it just took me a minute because I was real caught up in what I was seeing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that maybe somebody's going to get, like, stabbed and there's a slasher or something like that.
Because right.
I thought it was going to be an actual scary movie. So here's what I predict. When I walked out of the theater, I was like, dude, this is one of the most thought-provoking, interesting movies that can be truly picked apart and examined, right? Hmm. But having said that, they're duping everyone into going to go see it because Jennifer Lawrence is in it and they're marketing it as a horror film. So most people that go see this movie are going to feel like you, Jenna, and they're going to be furious.
Maybe you had a little too much wine at that first movie to tell us really how this movie yeah. really was.
Now, Gray, is there a reason why they put an exclamation mark at the end of Mother?
Yeah,
because I don't get that.
He said the title of the movie was a big clue. A lowercase m, the exclamation point, and the very word mother was a clue.
That's interesting. I mean, I have a theory about that. I'll also tell you my perspective and why I love it and why I think other critics love it. Because we see so many movies that we forget that are just like so run-of-the-mill average
mm-hmm.
that when I personally see something that makes me feel very strong emotion, either positive or negative, I get really excited because I actually feel something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I love this movie that, yeah, I love that Jenna and I could sit down and like, completely, we can both discuss a film that we completely disagree on, and we can both be right about our opinions, because it's, I think most people are going to be really angry, and I think other people are going to be like, oh, this actually kind of turned my brain on, like, and is different from American Assassin that I just walked out of.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you said movies that make you feel really good or make you feel really bad get you excited. Is it the same with guys for you? Like, if a guy makes you feel really good or feel really bad, it still excites you?
In fact, that explains my entire dating history, yeah.
All right, Greg. Well, we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, you guys. Have a good one.
Bye, Greg. That's Greg Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Coming up next, we got $1,000 to give away to a teacher so she can set her classroom up right.
Very nice.
High five.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, school's back in session, you guys.
Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, everybody's back to school. I'm pretty sure by this time everybody in the country's back to school.
I would think so.
I think.
If you're not in school right now, you probably got suspended.
Yeah, if you're not in school, you get to school. Please get to school. Now, we asked you to nominate teachers
mm-hmm.
the last week who need $1,000, and what teacher doesn't need $1,000? They all do, because they spend their own money.
Amen.
On their supplies, on their classrooms to get them looking right. And these teachers are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, they're putting the kids before they put themselves.
Yeah.
Some teachers not able to eat because they had to spend all their money for everything they needed for their children. And one of those teachers, we're going to get on the phone right now, but we have a letter written about her. Kelly, will you read that letter that we received?
I'd be happy to. This request is for a wonderful teacher, Mrs. Barghella. For over a decade, she taught kindergarten in our local school district. Her classroom was a wonderland of learning, with a giant tree in the corner and little nooks for all the children to sit and enjoy a lesson or read one of the thousands of books she had purchased over the years. This year, Mrs. Barghella was moved to the third grade, and she spent the summer turning her classroom into Hogwarts with handmade floating candles,
ooh,
flying winged keys, spiders, even a cart in the wall on platform 9¾. Is that something to do with Hogwarts? Because I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm not sure it does.
I have no idea what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
sure
just reading. Like, what?
Well, you didn't read Harry Potter, Kelly?
I didn't read Harry Potter.
Oh,
so this is, I'm sure kids are like going, wow. Anyway, Mrs. Barghella spent a small fortune making her classroom spectacular. Unfortunately, the wonderful library she had is inappropriate for the third grade, and she needs to start over. Can you please help her refill her book closet? Third grade is an important year for independent reading. She'll use the money to refill the shelves, and I'm sure not all the books will behave.
Oh, because they move.
They do? Books move in Harry Potter?
Of course.
Yeah, I need to read Harry Potter.
Oh, Kelly, it's great.
Okay. I thought I was saying.
She happens to be a teacher at Valley View Intermediate, and her friend Kim, or her, I don't know who Kim Giambetti is.
Yeah. Probably a good friend.
Yeah, maybe a good friend, or maybe a parent
fellow
of
teacher,
one of her students.
Maybe.
Why don't we ask her herself? Right. Mrs. Barghella, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Doing awesome. Did you hear that beautiful letter?
I did. I'm crying.
Oh. Now, are you already in class right now?
I am. My kids just came in, but I had to leave the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Kids are probably wondering, why is teacher crying?
Right. Why is teacher on the cell phone?
Yeah, by the way, if you don't mind, we went to
It was more of a cell phone thing than the crying.
We went to your Facebook and stole a few pictures because we are showing them on Kid TV.
Uh-huh.
Because, oh, my goodness.
You look beautiful, by the way, so don't worry. We picked the good ones. Now, you were moved from kindergarten to third grade. Did you want to make that move, or were you thinking about, like, oh, I already had I'll set up for my kindergartners?
It wasn't really a voluntary move. It was the district's plan this year to kind of make some changes, and there were actually a lot of our faculty was switched around, and I just happened to be one of them. So it was a big move for me. I've, you know, my entire career was spent in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So it was a big jump, but you know, I've made the transition, and so far I'm loving it.
How's the school year going?
So far, so good. I can't complain. My kids are great. You know, it's a lot of changes. Everything is new. You know, it's a new building, it's new procedures, it's new curriculum, it's new everything. But you know, it's been great.
Well, you know how I know you're a good teacher? Because you've already encouraged me to read Harry Potter.
That's right, Kelly.
I've never read it, and I'm intrigued by what I just read in this letter. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I want to know.
Honestly, that's kind of been one of the best parts for me, too. I have the advantage of teaching kindergarten, you know, and being very active in our elementary school. I got to know, really, not only the kids that I've had in my class, but all of the kids throughout the kindergarten. So this year in third grade, I know just about all of the kids up here. They recognize me, you know, and things
awesome.
Like that. So I have that advantage. So coming in, I have some of the kids that I've previously taught, or I have, you know, a couple of the kids I happen to know their parents or things like that. And really none of them had any prior knowledge of Harry Potter. And I know a couple of the parents over the summer were trying to get their kids interested, and, you know, they really weren't until they came in. And now I have parents telling me, like, how much the kids are loving it, how they started reading the books, how they're so interested,
right?
And they especially love when they get to a part of the book where they'll notice something in my classroom that they can use as a reference, and they say, oh, that's in my room, you know, and that's super cool.
You know what? The fact that you took the time to make it look cool for the kids, because
yeah.
a lot of kids, you know, they learn.
It's a sterile classroom.
Yeah,
you know?
If you go to a classroom that's just plain white, they're not willing to learn because
yeah.
they're not excited about it. You're making it fun. You're one of those teachers that every kid needs to have, and that's why Big Al Mac has some good news for
that's
you.
That's why we have got together with Pilot Pen to give you an overachiever prize pack. Now, that's going to include some G2 Pilot Pens with friction clicker erasable erasers on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
The best part, a $1,000 Visa gift card for you to help just do whatever you need to do in
your
classroom.
Restock those bookshelves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carly.
And who is Kim? Is it Giambetti? Giambetti? Who is she to you?
Giambetti. She's one of my closest and dearest friends.
Well, you can thank her for nominating
right,
you.
Right,
how much
right.
of definitely
your,
will.
How much of your own personal money do you think you spend every school year to try and
oh,
get the
gosh.
Classroom ready?
There would be, I have no idea. I mean, I usually spend, it's the entire year that I'm buying things and, you know, trying to bring as much into the room to get the kids as excited as I possibly can. And this year was hard because even with all of the switches, you know, I really couldn't get into my classroom until maybe the second week of August. So I did pretty much, I've spent some 10-hour days
wow.
at the school. I would say the duration of August, my husband really, really didn't see me. He had to step up to the plate and do everything with my kids. So, you know, it was a lot, but it was It was a lot.
Now, and I bet you don't think twice when you go buy these supplies for your classroom.
No, now, I don't.
While most of us are going out and we're buying new clothes and we're buying shoes and we're buying things that we want to buy, video games, magazines, whatever, you're going out there and you're buying it for your kids. And that's why we wanted to reward you, Mrs. Barghella.
I appreciate that so much.
We want you to have the coolest classroom in that Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area, all right?
I love that, and I would love for you to come in anytime you want.
Oh, we'll send Big Al to read Harry Potter to the kids. How about that?
I would love to have you come to the classroom anytime.
All right.
And please, we would love to see pictures of your Harry Potter classroom as
I'd love to, yeah.
So we could post them online, okay?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Barghella, enjoy your $1,000. Enjoy your pens, and keep being you, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy Friday
to you.
You guys, I can't not cry when someone else starts crying. Something's wrong with me right now. I'm losing
Jenna's the emotional.
I am. I have no control over my emotions right now. It's like the third time today I've started crying.
Pull yourself together, Jenna.
Come on, woman.
It's so sweet.
Oh, and the emotions are just going to keep on rolling because it's...
No. Yeah. I can't handle it.
It's Feel Good Friday, Jenna. Come on now.
I'm trying.
Get yourself together.
Anything's going to make me lose it. What's good?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you
Happy feel Friday, Kid Nation.
Yay!
Hey, match game coming up in 1 hour. That's making Kelly feel good. It's her favorite game to play on the show. Along with the Showbiz Top 5 in about 40 minutes. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation. What's making you feel good going into the weekend with Feel Good Friday? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, you got a personal feel good.
I do. You know, I launched a wellness website called Fittish, and one of the real main things I wanted to do with this was have these group workouts where I invite women from, you know, anywhere. And they've never worked out before. Some do. They just want to work out together. Yeah. And tomorrow's our first family workout.
Awesome.
And 60 women. There's actually a couple of men that slipped in applied and wanted to do it. But I'm all inclusive. We're all going to box tomorrow after we have a kids event. But yeah, we're all going to go boxing tomorrow. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that's fun.
60 women all coming to, and a couple guys all coming to work out with,
really cool.
with me and a few friends. So I'm so excited.
From the text, my second grade son is playing a flag football game tomorrow morning against a team coached by Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson.
Wow. Whoa.
We're going to get crushed, but we're going to have fun, and our team's really cute.
Is he still your boy?
LaDainian Tomlinson?
He's always and forever?
The greatest football player of all time, yes.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Also from the text... Feel Good Friday. We had no damage from Hurricane Irma.
Right.
We thankfully just had a bunch of limbs and twigs to pick up, but no damage. Praises Feel Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great to see. Yeah. A lot of people are starting to finally go back to their homes and see what the damage was like. And we pray that your home was not affected. But, Kelly, you have one that you saw on the internet.
You know, actually, this was sent to me.
Okay.
Remember I told you last week when we were in Mexico how I drank a drink that was... surrounded by crushed, smoky deliciousness, which I found out later was worms.
Yes. Worms!
Worms!
Well, so I said, Kelly, speaking of worms, have you seen this? This will make you feel better about it.
Oh, boy.
They sent me this video of this collie. It's a German Shepherd collie mix.
Uh-huh.
And she's 2 years old, and her name is Holiday. And whenever her mommy takes her on a walk, all the little earthworms that climb out, that crawl out onto the pavement, and they fry and die in the hot sun... She saves them.
What?
This dog picks the worms up in her mouth and runs them back over and puts them back in the cool grass so they won't die.
What a hero.
How does this dog know to do that?
Holiday, the worm-saving dog.
Yes, she literally gently picks up these earth... She said the mother, the woman that owns the dog, Holiday, says, I can't stop this dog.
Yeah, we have a sound bite.
Oh, good.
My little worm saver.
You're such a good girl.
Did you save him?
Gently.
Good girl.
My little worm saver.
What?
Not chewing him. Good job, Holly.
She's literally gently picking up these earthworms from the hot pavement and putting them back in the grass. She thinks, she's like, the only thing I can think of is when my mom came to visit me once, like last year, and she took the dog on a walk. My mother would do this. She'd pick up a worm if she saw it and threw it back in the grass. She says, I guess it clicked with my dog. She said, that's the only thing I can imagine.
Dogs are the coolest.
That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
So I don't feel better about drinking worms or eating them, but I really thought this was super cute. And thank you to the listener who sent me that.
Yeah, Kelly's for the worms now. She's not about eating them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know what cats would have done? They would have just clawed them like
munching. Just munching on that.
Save them now, bro.
Oh.
On the phone, we have Devin. Hi, Devin.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday, and I love yours. What did you do?
So, my company started a fundraiser for Hurricane Harvey shortly after it started.
Uh-huh.
And our employees were amazingly generous. And we raised about $7,000 for them. And then the owner of our company decided that he was going to match that donation. So we are sending $14,000 to the victims down there for Harvey relief.
You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's great because we work a lot with our employees in the department that I'm with. And we actually have to help them out from time to time with... And we do an angel tree thing just for our employees, and we sometimes have to help them with bills and things. And so it was really nice to see them, you know, give what little they could just to help others. So we were astounded by the amount that we raised in just a little over a week.
You guys are great. $14,000, they raised $7,000, and the boss matched it.
Very cool.
Always
cool
nice boss. To have a rich boss that'll match your donation.
Yeah, right?
You
know?
Yeah.
Right?
Boss,
really
man.
Nice.
Well done, Devin. I actually saw one. There's a website I go to, you guys.
Mm.
Called the Dodo.
The Dodo?
The Dodo.
All right.
And that's where I go see squirrel videos.
Oh, the animal videos.
Yeah. I guarantee you've seen at least a couple videos online from the Dodo.
Mm-hmm.
JC loves squirrels.
Yeah, I love squirrels. But this one came across us, and our producer, White Cheddar, was able to get a hold of this story because it went viral.
Okay.
And we have her on the phone right now. Jessica, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
I'm feeling good. First of all, my Feel Good Friday is that we were able to get you on the show because now you're a celebrity. Thanks to Dodo.
Something like that.
Please let us know what went on to get you this fame.
So basically what happened was I go to Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia. And so last Thursday, a week ago yesterday, they canceled classes starting the following Friday. It was around noon that they canceled classes.
Yeah.
And I had another class at 3:30. It was my intro to political science class.
Mm, gotta go to that.
And I already had all my stuff packed and in my car and ready to go so that I could head home. I live around the Atlanta area. It's a 4-hour drive. And I was trying to get all my stuff ready so I could try to beat the traffic and get home. And I had all my stuff in my car. And my only issue was trying to find the quickest and easiest way to get my sweet doggy Luna out with me. And so out like completely spur of the moment decision, just on a whim, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna email my professor and ask him if I can take her to class.
You emailed and your professor?
Yeah. And I totally expected him to say no or not even respond, and he responded within less than a minute. And y'all saw his response.
Yeah. So she basically said, she writes him and she said, but I thought you might actually be cool enough, professor, to say yes. And so I figured it was worth a shot.
Oh.
And he responded with, did you think calling me cool would get me to say yes?
Now, I'll be honest.
Yes.
After that line, I read that line, I was like, I got quivers for you.
Yeah.
Right?
I got that, what do you call it, the butt clench?
Right, because some professors...
That's a great way to word that, though.
Some professors are too serious.
Yeah.
And did you think calling me cool would get me to say yes? Because it won't work.
Oh.
What will work is that she's obviously a good girl, so of course you could bring her to class.
Oh, great.
And then on the article, it's followed up by a bunch of pictures of Jessica's dog in class being such a good girl.
Oh, my gosh. She's such a good girl. She's sitting there.
Right?
She was so great.
What's
well,
your
actually,
name?
She wasn't just sitting there. She went and licked everybody during class.
Oh, okay. Good.
She was a little disruptive, but it was cute.
But that's awesome.
It was okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, it was really funny because every time that the professor stopped and asked, like, does anyone have a question or a comment or anything, she would whine really loud. And it was so funny.
On cue.
And you guys got out in time. Everything's good, right?
Oh, yeah, we're totally fine. No damage at all.
Totally fine. And now you can check her story out on the Dodo, along with other beautiful videos of animals, including a bunch of squirrels. Don't forget, next month is Squirrel Appreciation Month.
It is?
Oh, it is?
Yeah, please. How do you guys forget that?
The entire month of October is donated to squirrels?
Yeah, yeah. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
And, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
And breast cancer research also, JC.
Yeah. Well, yes, of course.
Don't forget that.
Speaking of dogs.
Yes.
Feel Good Friday. It's a feel good because Big Al Mac, you got to go do a Kids reveal yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I did a Kids reveal yesterday for a couple of families that are going to be joining us on the Kids
awesome.
Trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet you guys would love to hear the audio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to the audio?
Well, if we play the audio, every time Al's asking a question, what you're going to hear is Curtis.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it was at a Best Buy.
It was at Best Buy. In the Magnolia Design Center. Mm. A little more. What's up, buddy? Yeah. That's my boy. That's my boy. He's listening right now. Shout out, Curtis.
Yeah, shout out, Curtis. You leave the radio on for your boy?
Yeah, man. They loved him.
What did Curtis like better? Did he like the reveal, the prom, or...
The trip to South Carolina.
Oh, the trip to South Carolina.
I don't know. I'd have to ask him. He's been busy.
Yeah.
He's been a busy boy.
Yeah. Are you going to take him to Woodstock? Because I know you're going to be going there this year.
No, he can't make it. He doesn't like other dogs.
So the one time. The one time you're
doing.
It's
okay to bring your dog. You're not going to bring your dog.
Because he doesn't like other dogs.
No, I might take him. I hadn't decided.
He's too humanized.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's around humans too much. Now he thinks he's one of us.
Not social enough around doggies.
We'll try to fix that and play you that back hopefully next week.
All right.
Big Al Max
awesome.
Reveal.
It was awesome.
Well done, sir. Thank you for doing that for us. Coming up next, new bit from Jenna. It's called That's What I Like.
Yeah.
It's about what she likes. It's next for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got some cool guests joining us next week.
Okay.
Today, I'm going to get to go talk to Luis Fonsi.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know how much you love him, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of his before even Despacito.
Yeah.
He's been around for a while, so I get to chat with him. So be on the lookout for that interview next week. And we're also going to talk to Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B is going to be with us.
This is Justin's favorite rapper right now.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Here she is actually describing what it's like to meet Beyonce, if you guys were wondering.
I mean, I'm surprised Beyonce likes me. Ah! I met Beyonce.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
I can't talk. I can't breathe. And then you see Jesus Christ, and then, he came back to life.
So there's that. Very high energy. Cardi B is very high energy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I just found out, our boss just walked by, found out the boss man George is into the FaceTiming.
Yeah,
well, that's the new movement.
Only with one person, and it's not his wife.
Hello,
it's
I'm
my
Alan.
Husband.
Yeah, because that's his boy.
And see, and I was asking him, like, guys don't generally FaceTime other guys.
Right.
We seldom call other guys, but we sure don't FaceTime other guys.
This is Bossman George and Alan's bit. So last night we're in bed. We are just exhausted. We've had a long week. Over the weekend, his son got the flu. We were cleaning up vomit all weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then just one thing after another, we just had a very long week. So last night he told, we had all the kids, y'all were all in bed. We're in bed by 9 o'clock tonight because we are just on fumes.
Yeah.
So Alan even wants to make sure he falls asleep quickly. He takes a melatonin.
Yeah. I've been
so
doing
we're
that too.
Crawling to bed. It's like, I think we rolled over and gave each other a peck goodnight. We were just like out. And then suddenly his phone starts vibrating.
Uh-huh.
He's like, what the? It's George.
That's right.
I said, what does he want? He said, I don't know. He's FaceTiming me. And so I was like, well, you need to probably answer it. It might be important. What time is it? I'm figuring, it was like, we'd fell asleep.
Listen, this is the new movement for us dudes. If your homie's FaceTiming you, that means you guys are best friends. That you're my best guy friends FaceTiming.
We were so, how you're so sleepy, you're like drunk. You're like, he couldn't even figure out how to turn on FaceTime. So finally the phone stopped ringing. He just threw it down and we went back to sleep. But
well, now that I know Alan's into the FaceTime life, I'm going to have to start FaceTiming him as well.
Okay. Hit us up on the text and let us know, fellas, if this is a thing.
It's a thing.
I don't think it is.
But I don't see
it as a thing. Guys, don't FaceTime. FaceTime other dudes, man.
It's been happening now.
Like
sorry.
You're going to ride down, I'm not ride, but
The movement started, bro.
Walk
you can't
down the
stop
street,
it.
Hold your phone up while you're looking at your homeboy.
Yeah, the real downside is that everyone can hear both sides of the conversation.
Yeah, that's why you got to keep it pretty PG. But it's a movement now. It's happening. No, inertia has taken over. It's just moving. You can't stop it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think
I think it's cool. Because you get to see your boys. Like, you never get to see them all the time. When you're married, you live in the burbs and stuff.
I like the intimacy.
Yeah. Thank you, Jenna. Speaking of liking stuff. That's what I like. So, you know, here's the thing. Get a bunch of messages. A lot of text messages. What was that thing Jenna likes? What was this thing Jenna was wearing? What was that thing Jenna was talking about? Was it? You asked Jenna.
It's like, that face razor. Funny thing. Sometimes it's like stupid stuff.
So we're going to do a thing called That's What I Like with Jenna.
Yes. But I want you guys to be a part of this too. So if I talk about anything that you've tried, you let me know.
Perfect. All right.
If you like it.
Let's
so,
do this.
Okay. So let's, we're going to actually, one thing on here. We're going to talk about a huge change Instagram it might be about to make. I got the inside scoop on this.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to finish this off as that's what I don't like.
You
guys are going to, it's going to rock some people's world.
Are you teasing that's what I don't like at the end of that's what I like?
Yes, I am. I'm teasing a that's what I don't like that's coming up in about two minutes.
Perfect.
So stay tuned for that. But let's talk about a song. I listen lately to a lot of what I like to call chill electronic pop music.
Chill electronic
that's
pop.
That's how I would classify this.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy's name is James Hershey. He's a 29-year-old fella.
Uh-huh.
And he has a couple of albums out, but some jams coming out in 2017.
All right. Let's take a listen to James
Hershey. I love this remix of this song. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you. Chill music. I drive to this, work out to this. This sounds like a song I would like, doesn't it?
It does. This has Jenna all over it. And when you said chill electronic pop,
yeah,
that's I couldn't really picture it. And now that I hear it, yes,
you
that's
get it?
Exactly
chill
the perfect
electronic
example.
Pop.
That puts me in an open air bar on the beach somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Zinzi or something, somewhere in Playa del
Carmen. It reminds me of that group.
Which one?
That group I'm talking about.
Which one of the thousands?
Okay, I was going to say, to help you along, if
hold
you...
On.
That let's think of Kelly's group.
Jenna, it reminds me of that guy.
That group that sang that song.
Uh-huh.
That I think had a year. Like 1985,
Bowling for Soup?
No.
Lucas Graham?
No, it's that guy that's married to Sofia Coppola. Is he married to
1975?
It reminds me of Phoenix,
the Frenchie guys.
Well, love Phoenix. Yeah.
It reminds me of Phoenix.
Kind of
that's who I was thinking of.
Glad you thought
okay,
of
so that's James Hershey. I say it goes well with Kygo and Rabel. We've had Rabel in.
Oh, I love Rabel. He's
I
a
like
funny dude.
Rabel. Where's Rabel?
I find a lot of new artists based on things I'm already listening to.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives recommendations. That's how I found James Hershey.
Since we're talking about music right now, Jenna, did you hear the new Niall song that he dropped?
No.
Check this out. This Niall Horan's got a new song called Too Much to Ask.
What
we
like?
Do, that's what I like right now.
All right.
The shadows dance without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in soon. And tell me there are things that you regret. 'Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't on me, yeah. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask?
I would not have known that was Niall.
That was Niall.
Who played that without.
Oh, and he dropped some language in the song.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Niall.
Oh.
Niall Horan.
Naughty.
Explicit lyrics?
No, explicit.
What?
Yeah, you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? Yeah, I was like, yeah, Niall. But hey, what's going on there, buddy?
All right.
So that's a new song out there from Niall, since we're doing music.
All right, let's talk about some munchies.
Okay.
So, food trends. You always see cool food Instagram photos, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I had heard about this cauliflower pizza. I really dropped the ball on this, you guys, because I have some crust in my freezer. I meant to bring them in for you to try this morning. I'll be honest, I hate cauliflower. I don't eat cauliflower unless it's cooked with butter and all sorts of
and
stuff.
Cheese.
I really don't like cauliflower.
It's very trendy right now. People are ricing it.
It is trendy. Cauliflower rice, yeah, is in the bottom of poke bowls. But I found this company called Cali Flour. Apostrophe flour, right? And they make these cauliflower pizza crust, different flavors, red pepper, Italian, original, whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this because I do love pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really eat the cheese. But cauliflower pizza crust, this thing cooked in 10 minutes. If you want to make a healthier dinner, I'm not very good at cooking for myself, you know, unless the directions are very explicit. I threw some stuff on top of this crust. It cooks for like 10 minutes and it's ready.
Hmm.
It was so good. So you should try this out.
Yeah, you could trick your kids. We actually did it. to trick my son because he will not eat his cauliflower or the broccoli. So my wife got that because Jenna was talking about it, and he ate it and actually enjoyed it.
You can order these online in a pack of five cauliflower pizza. You can make your own, or you can just order these online, and they'll ship to you.
Got a Spanish version called Baja Cauliflower.
Baja Cauliflower, there you go.
Hey, I'm all about healthy-ish, if I can still eat pizza in a way and make it healthier.
All right,
okay, let's move on to technology.
Okay.
You know, everyone wants to up their photo game, usually, and I know at least a lot of girls is what we talk about. What is that thing that makes celebrities' photos, you know, or bloggers' photos different from everyone else's? Well, they might have a professional photographer with them all the time, but there's a key thing that I think your eye doesn't really notice what it is, but you know their photo looks better, and it's the soft blur in the background, right?
Like the portrait mode thing?
Yeah, so professional cameras, you know, nice cameras will take those kinds of photos. Exactly. Portrait mode on the new iPhones does it a little bit. So there's some apps out there and Facetune and things you can mess with it, but it like over blurs the background. So it's a soft blur, right? And you don't have a professional photographer with you. You don't have a high-end camera. How can you do this on your phone? There's an app, and it works, and it's great, and
What's it called?
Ta-da. T-A-D-A-A.
Ta-da.
I've been playing around with this lately because, you don't want to lug a camera around all the time, but yet you want your photos to be good that you're going to post on Instagram. So it's called Ta-da. And it's free. And those are, of course, you know, other features that you pay like $1.99 for if you want to change the lighting around and do that kind of
thing. Cool.
I love it. You can actually take photos within the app and it will softly blur the background. I've been using it lately. It's made a huge difference in my photo game.
Ta-da.
I know a lot of people are going to be interested in this. So, yeah, called Ta-da, T-A-D-A-A. Just an app. You can edit photos you've already taken as well. So you just focus on yourself, blur out the background.
I dig that.
And they make it easy for you. Speaking of photos, now it's time for That's What I Don't Like.
This is what Jenna does not like, people.
Here's a fun fact, though. If you didn't know about Instagram, what they do when they're about to make a huge change, they just change people's profiles, right?
Uh-huh.
So they will roll it out as a feature. They don't just give this to celebrities. This will just be random to random users all across the world. They'll notice. And if you start getting on some of these blogs, they'll be like, my Instagram has changed. Do you guys see this change?
Yeah. What are they doing?
People do not like this change. I think it's going to rock people's world. And so they've started testing this on a few hundred people, and they're not liking it. They're going to change the grid from 3 photos to 4. Which will totally throw off creative people's branding.
Understand.
So you see 3 photos, Kelly, at a time.
Boom,
3, 6, 9. So a lot of times in the grid, people will aesthetically, you know, they'll do their grid with overlapping photos or with a theme. Big brands do this.
Have you seen it where
do this?
It turns a little photo instead of a little photo. It's a huge photo.
Shockingly
because of all
enough,
of them.
They're not testing this on me.
No, they're not.
Well, it's random.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not being
so
tested.
People have been seeing 4 at a time.
Nope, I've got
weird.
Which will really throw off people's Instagram feeds. But they say Instagram's trying to go back to the days of Knots where every photo is not so important. You know, people are posting less because they're putting too much thought into their photos, and so they want to mix it up and freak people out.
Well, you freaked us out.
So that might happen overnight.
Right.
I'm just letting you know. Be prepared for that.
So that's what Jenna don't like.
That's what Jenna don't like, but we had a few things Jenna did like.
Yeah.
Post those up at KidNation.com.
I like that.
So you can get to using those things.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, you love it. We love it. Nick Adams loves it because he gets to come in here and host the show. Hi, Nick Adams.
Hello, everyone.
What time is it?
It's match game time.
It's match game time.
Dave.
Let's say hello to our contestant, Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good.
Going awesome.
It's so crazy to hear y'all, like, in my ear holes.
Where do you normally hear us?
Well, technically through my ear hole, I guess, just on speakerphone.
Okay, I know, I'm just messing with you.
Calling y'all to hang out.
Yeah. Al, settle down.
Okay.
She is engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Sorry, Jackie.
So you're playing for your fiancé. What's your fiancé's name?
His name is Russell Romo.
Shout
out.
Any relation?
No relation.
Yeah, but you still get the shout out, though. You got that Romo coming up. That's cool.
Right.
If anybody ever does ask you if you have any relation to him at restaurants and stuff, I'd go ahead and say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, just get yourself some free stuff while
you can.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll take that advice. I'll take that into consideration.
All right, well, Nick, why don't you tell Jackie how we play the game?
Okay, guys, the rules are simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then Jackie, along with our celebrities in the room, will write down their answers to fill in the blank. And if Jackie, along with our celebrities, matches, they get a point. But points don't matter because we're just playing for fun.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay.
So before we play, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
Hello, JC.
Hola, Chuck. Yo tengo hambre.
Sí.
Hey.
What? Sí. Hello, Kelly.
I'm not even that good at speaking English. Good morning, everyone.
And finally, Big Al Mac.
Jackie's engaged to her very own Romo. And guess what else? Here.
What?
He what?
He's a real estate agent.
Right. Okay, here we go. Remember, guys, don't say your answers out loud. We'll wait till everyone says ding to say that they're ready. Here we go. Kelly's best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean, went on our family vacation last week. After spending a whole week with Kelly, Tommy Jean was annoyed by Kelly's blank.
What?
Tommy Jean was annoyed with Kelly's ding.
All right, ding.
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 And Kelly, she really told me an answer when we were at the pool while you were getting your massage. I'm just kidding. She didn't. She didn't.
Oh, okay.
I think everyone dinged in.
Ding, yeah.
Okay, Jackie, we're going to go to you first. Kelly's best friend, Tommy Jean, went on our family vacation. And after spending a week with Kelly, Tommy Jean was so annoyed by Kelly's...
I'm going to go with minivan talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
Yeah.
It was brand new.
I'm telling you, it's cool.
See?
Pretty cool.
Naysayers. Yeah. You haven't tried it yet.
Let's try and get Jackie a match. Jenna, what was Tommy Jean annoyed by?
I said snoring.
Kelly, do you snore?
No, I do not.
No? Does Alan?
He actually had surgery on his soft palate because his snoring was so horrible.
Oh.
And he had that really severe sleep apnea. So on occasion he does, but he had that surgery. There is help available.
Was that a condition of the marriage?
Absolutely.
All right, yeah, JC, let's get Jackie a match. What was Tommy Jean annoyed by?
Kelly constantly saying Alan's name in her sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan.
Good answer. No match. Big Al, Tommy Jean was so annoyed by Kelly's...
portable vibrating wand.
Why do you say vibrating bean pie? At least, you know, predictable.
No, Kelly, we shouldn't say that
at
one.
That's predictable. Yeah.
Vibrating bean pie.
God.
All right, Kelly, let's get Jackie on the board. Tommy Jean was annoyed by...
This is so stupid. I don't know what came over me when I wrote this down.
What'd you say?
A burst of confidence. I said my banging bikini bod.
Yeah!
I was just obnoxious. Whoa. I was so hot.
Boom.
Good answer, no match.
By the way, vibrating bean pie is now trending on Twitter. Yeah.
Here we go. Let's move on to number two. And of course,
that out.
Number two is about Big Al Mac.
Oh.
We stole Big Al's phone and looked at his Bumble account. Can you believe he messaged a girl blank?
Oh.
Big Al's back on the dating scene. Can you believe he messaged a girl blank?
Dang.
I need a minute here. Dang. But I'm finishing.
Dang.
Okay, all right, Jackie, we're going to go with you first. We stole Big Al's phone and looked at his Bumble account. Can you believe he messaged a girl blank?
Asking her about the hottest bean pie spot in town.
Oh, carryover, yeah.
Oh, the bean pie spots.
Very good.
Yes.
Bean pies rock.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere, those bean pie spots. Jenna, let's try and get Jackie on the board. Can you believe Big Al messaged a girl?
I said about going somewhere other than his own bar.
Wow.
That would be shocking.
That is unbelievable.
That is shocking.
All right, JC, let's go to you. Big Al messaged a girl.
Yep. An album of 37 pictures of his junk that all look the same from a really high angle because Al can't seem to know how to pick just one freaking picture.
Wow, that's hard to get a match with.
Yeah.
Ooh,
worst picture taker on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be Al.
Yeah. Best.
Okay, moving on. No match there. Kelly, can you believe Big Al messaged a girl?
A loan application.
Can you believe that?
Pretty funny.
Is it?
Pretty funny.
You broke, aren't you, Al?
I'm broke.
You sure are. Still no match. Big Al, let's try and get Jackie a point. We stole your phone and looked at your Bumble account. Can you believe you messaged a girl?
Who's your hot girlfriend in your profile pic?
See, now, that's true. He would absolutely do that.
He would do that.
Jackie is still not on the board. Let's see if the third round.
I wish I'd thought of that.
gets her a match. Here we go. We all know Jenna has the best singing voice in the office. She is even getting ready to be the lead singer of a new band called Blank.
Ding.
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 Okay, Jackie, here we go. We all know that Jenna has the best singing voice in the office. She's even getting ready to be the lead singer of a new band called...
Big Jenna and the Jorts.
Big Jenna and big. The Jorts.
Gotta be Big Jenna.
Good callback. Good callback, Jackie.
That's good. So good. Jackie. I love that name. Yeah. Big Jenna and the Jorts.
Here we go, JC. What is the name of Jenna's new band?
The Tone Deafs, Chuck.
That's so good.
Yeah. Kelly, let's move on to you. Jenna's getting ready to be the lead singer of a new band called...
She's also a genius at marketing. I said she called her band The Fittish Four.
Won't
you please take me home?
Or even The Fittish Five.
What is that from?
That's you singing Paradise City.
That was bad. At least, is it one thing if I can, like, tell that it's really bad?
No, it's great. It's great that you recognize.
Why don't you play that clip one more time, JC?
This one?
Oh, won't you please take me home?
I think I've gotten better.
That would be the only time a guy would look Jenna in the eyes at a bar and go, yeah, nah.
No. That's not the only time.
Big Al, let's go to you now. Jenna is getting ready to be the lead singer of a new band called...
Jenna and the Side Boobs.
Jenna and the Side Boobs.
Nice. This is a good answer.
Pretty good.
I don't want to close
my eyes. Oh, my gosh, there's so many.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe.
Okay. Gosh, the worst.
Jackie still has 0 points, Jenna. Oh. Let's try to get her one. You are getting ready to be the lead singer of a new band called...
I said the Sweaty Pits.
The Sweaty Pits!
Yeah.
That's another good one.
Yeah. You know I'm bad. I'm bad. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
And the whole world has to answer right now just to tell you once again...
Who's bad?
Bad. Yeah, that's
bad. Bad.
That's pretty bad.
So bad we don't want to hear how it ends.
Still 0 points
for
Jackie.
Oh my god, that made me sweaty right now.
Oh man.
Here we go to our very last round. Kinsey was so mad at JC.
How mad was she?
She was so mad that while putting sunscreen on his back, she left an outline of a blank.
Ding.
Ding.
I went pretty literal. I'll just go ahead and give you a hint there.
Okay, oh, really? I think everyone's ready. Jackie, let's go with you. Kinsey was so mad at JC that while putting sunscreen on his back, she left an outline of a...
They're freshly trimmed bushes.
Oh, darn it. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Good answer.
All right.
Didn't match me.
Let's go around. Jenna, you first. Kinsey was so mad at JC while putting sunscreen on his back, she left an outline of a...
Chargers logo.
Oh,
good one.
Who's your team now, JC?
The Dallas Cowboys, Nicholas.
Yes.
All right. Kelly, we know this isn't going to be a match, but let's see what you said. Kinsey put an outline of what on JC's back?
A knife.
Oh. Whoa.
Stabbed him in the back.
Backstabbing.
But she could have used a knife to cut down her bushes, which could inadvertently be
That's a stretch.
Big Al, let's go to you. Kinsey was mad at JC that while putting sunscreen on his back, she left an outline of a...
Big Al's man junk, Chuck.
Oh, gross.
So she used her pinky.
I'll give you that because it's funny.
JC, you're Jackie's last hope at a match here.
Last hope.
No.
Kinsey was so mad at you while putting sunscreen on your back. She left an outline of a...
The Chargers lightning bolt, Chuck.
Oh.
I went with Jen. Jenna and I matched on that one.
Yeah,
oh,
you and Jenna matched.
Well, you and Jenna matched, so...
So we'll give her a match.
Yay!
Sympathy match.
That gets you 15,000 bonus points, Jackie.
1,000.
Yes. Please go to KidNation.com. Search for the online store and then just go
right there. It's super easy, Jackie. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Jackie, have a wonderful day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
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 This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.